I don't care what they have to say. It makes no difference anyway. Whatever it is, I'm against it. That was a song sung by Groucho Marx, who was playing Professor Quincy Adams Flagstaff in the movie Horse Feathers. Now you can kind of see where this one's going to go. I'm a proud contrarian, a combative sort. If I was a petite woman, I'd be called feisty. As it stands, I border on disagreeable and some may say unpleasant. My resume even has that as the last sentence. I don't always go against popular opinion. However, I don't go blithely about accepting what most folks seemingly easily accept. I love a good argument. I'm a big believer in a little discord and breaking up comfort zones. It's how we evolve, how we grow, how we improve. Some of the best restaurants I have ever worked at were completely us, the kitchen pirates, who in this and every drama are the good guys. Yay! And them, the service staff.
Ooh, hiss.
Vibe during service. They thought we didn't actually care about their difficult tables. And actually, they were right on this one. They were sure we were ignoring their tickets. We weren't working fast enough. How could we ignore such a simple thing? How can you not know that not WHTWNE meant no white wine in the Beurre Blanc, which basically is an impossibility? We thought they were whiny, overpaid prima donnas who would sell our spleens to the table if they thought it would mean a better tip. We were sure they didn't know the menu, didn't care about the menu, had no idea how long it actually takes to cook things. They never picked up their food when it was cooked, etc., etc. Now, remember I said during service. To this day, it's probably the tightest crew I've ever been a part of, both front and back. They pushed us and we pushed them. It worked. And there were many adult beverages consumed in a celebration of how it worked. Make no bones about it. During service, we were against it, whatever it was. Over the years, I've discovered I'm against a lot of things in our industry. For example, I'm against veggie burgers. I don't care that you've chosen to be a vegetarian, that you have come down on the other side of everything that is right and good in the world. I'll never understood why you made such a choice when there are so many tasty critters out there. I'm also not against the fact that someone was bright enough to take a combination of vegetable meal, sawdust, Elmer's glue, horse manure, and whatever the hell else they put into those into and compress them into a hockey puck-like disc for your consumption. I am, however, against the burger moniker. Lifestyle choices demand certain sacrifices. Become a vegetarian and you lose the rights to burger. You also lose sausage and pâté. Sorry, you just do. And while we're on the subject, I'm against vegan entitlement. You have made a lifestyle choice. This wasn't bestowed upon you by the queen like knighthood. You're not the kale-chomping protector of the realm. Most restaurants aren't really equipped to handle your desires, and your moral outrage isn't going to make this go any faster. When you look down your nose at the menu and you say, with your not so thinly veiled contempt, there is nothing I can eat here, why don't you listen to you and just leave? And take your friend who will threaten us with a bad Yelp review with you. You're an annoyance. We genuinely dislike them. I'm against meeting planners, catering managers, and contacts who don't have control of their own groups. If you don't have control, how can you expect us to have any control? I'll feed 1,000 of your folks if you want me to, but I'd really prefer to know about it ahead of time. If you don't have control, how can you expect us to have control? I'll feed 1,000 of your folks if you want me to, but I'd really prefer to know about it ahead of time. Don't get me wrong, I'll accommodate everyone who is showing up in some form or fashion. But if your walk-in guests outstrip the planned overage, then I have one of two choices. One, cook more of the same dish, and then you have folks who are waiting while everyone else is eating, which I hate. Or two, throw something together to get them fed, which I hate more. I know the latter is the stance many take, and I know that we can do it and do it well. That's not the point. I'm against the fact that we take the what can we do attitude. They may be our guests and we'll bend over backwards for them, but we have to be in charge. I'm against the fact that it's tough to find hot dog buns packed in the same amount as hot dogs. One or the other is always off a few, and I don't get why. Are there untold masses who are not bun-friendly? Mobs of people walking about gleefully stuffing unbunned wieners into their cavernous pie holes? Either way, it makes the list. I'm against civilians, meaning the non-food and beverage people, saying it must be so wonderful being married to a chef, to my wife. It's not wonderful. I am wonderful. I can be thoughtful, romantic, and sweet. However, Chef Me is never home. He's often in a foul mood when he gets there, at least initially. He drinks too much, swears too much, and misses birthdays, holidays, concerts, and other fun things couples do because of work. I will bring you flowers for no reason other than I love you. Chef Me thinks Valentine's Day is a satanic plot. Chef Me hates Easter. Chef Me genuinely wants to visit unspeakable violence on moms every second Sunday in May. I'm against well liquor for anything other than cooking. Even then, I'm against it a lot. Seriously, life is too short to drink bad booze. I'm not opposed to healthier choices. However, I'm against you making diet any of the things that were fantastic because of their construction from fat and calories. Leave my cheese, organ meats, bacon, and sausage alone. If you want to enjoy these things, you must allow that they are not great for you and exercise some restraint. My father always said, sometimes you have to do things for your soul. Try some triple creme brie and you'll understand. I'm against Snuggies. A blanket with sleeves? Really? Is it just me, or could you accomplish the same thing by wearing your bathrobe backwards? Oh no, that would just be silly. I'm against half information. Telling me my guests just didn't like it doesn't help me fix it. What didn't they like? Too dry, too wet, too salty, not salty enough. Inquiring minds want to know. I'm against anyone who thinks they can walk in with a party of 10 without a reservation and then proceeds to get snippy when it takes some time for their table to be set up. I'm against smoking in restaurants. I'm against waiting until the hostess hangs up the phone when I'm standing there in person. I'm against those whose desire to eat healthy has killed their passion for eating well. I'm against any color china except white. I'm against beets in any form or fashion. I was against disco the first time and still against it on any retro level. I'm against comping entire tables because of the dissatisfaction with one guest. And I am vehemently against any F&B professional who does this because they know how to and not because they love it. As a matter of fact, I'm doing this on my day off and this is starting to feel a little like work, and I'm against that too.
Thank you for listening to A Modern Profession Podcast. For more podcasts you might enjoy and information on live shows and how you can get involved, visit amodernprofession.com. Or check us out on Twitter @AModernPro or on Instagram @AModernProfession. Thank you.